客人询问电话费事宜。Lesson 1. Guest thinks was overcharged for a call. I think there's a mistake on my phone bill.
Really? What seems to be the problem?
I was overcharged for a call to Germany. I was charged for over an hour, but I know I didn't talk that long. Almost, it was about half an hour to 45 minutes.
If you'd like, I can get the meter reading for the call from the operator so you can check it. Just so you can look at it.
Yes, please. I would like to see it.
Okay, I'll get it for you. Could you check back with us tomorrow? Lesson 2. Guest refuses to acknowledge meter reading.
There's a mistake here.
Really? Can you show me, please? What seems to be the mistake?
I was charged for an hour for a phone call I made to Japan, but I talked for only 9 minutes. I don't know why I was charged for an hour. Please correct this charge.
I'll get the meter reading from the operator and we can check it together. Could you come back tomorrow sometime?
I'd really like to settle this today. I'm going out of town tomorrow.
All right. How about if I call you in your room and set the records together? Will you be in your room this afternoon?
I'll be in and out this afternoon, but never mind, just keep trying, okay?
All right. Hello, Mr. Gruffers.
Speaking.
This is the finance department. We have the meter reading for the phone call in question. Would you like to come down and see it?
Okay, I'm a little busy right now. I'll be done in about an hour, okay?
That's fine. See you then. Hello, Mr. Crothers. Here's the meter reading for the phone calls made on March 12th. This is your call to Japan. This is the starting time and the time you hung up the phone. This is the number you called.
But this is impossible. I talk only a few minutes.
Really?
I don't know why, but this is wrong.
It's possible you didn't hang up your phone properly. If the receiver was ajar, the line would not have been disconnected.
Well, I don't know what to say. But it doesn't seem right to have to pay for a phone call I didn't make.
I'm sorry, sir. I understand. But the fact is, the records show you did make this call. So I'm afraid you are responsible to pay for it.
Hmm. I'm sorry, I just can't agree. I believe your records are wrong. I refuse to pay for this call. I mean, I will pay for how long I talked, which was 10 minutes. I will even pay for 15 minutes and give you the benefit of the doubt, although I didn't talk for 15 minutes. I distinctly remember timing the call, and it was exactly 9 minutes. But I will not pay for an hour. I never in my life made an overseas call for an hour. So the mistake is your mistake, and I'm afraid I'm just not willing to pay for your mistake.
In that case, I think perhaps you'd better talk to our manager about this. I don't have the authority to remove the charge without her approval.
That's fine.
Just a moment, please. I'll get her. Mr. Crothers, this is Mary Ma, the assistant manager of the finance department.
Lesson 3. Explaining charge for call that never went through. There seemed to be a mistake here on my own bill. I did try to make a call to Malaysia on this date, but I never got through. I was charged for 1 minute, but I never talked to anyone.
Yes, I see. I can explain that. I'm afraid there is a charge just for using the overseas line, even if you don't get through, even if the call doesn't go through. If you use the line for more than 6 seconds, the minimum charge is 1 minute.
Wow. All right. I guess I'll have to pay it then.
Explaining wiring fee to the guest.
I receive a letter about a handling charge for the transfer of funds for my rent.
Yes. When your rental is wired from overseas, the requested amount will usually be decreased by the wiring charge. This charge is deducted by the bank in your country that wired the money. So, I'm afraid we didn't receive your rent payment in full.
I see. Well, I'll ask my company to include this wiring fee next time.
That's a good idea. In the meantime, how would you like to handle this charge?